Perhaps we need to look more closely at the cause of the illness rather than attempt to suppress it. To accept that putting a lid on powerful feelings and emotions cannot be a healthy option. That to offer women the opportunity to explain their predicament sooner could be a far more effective use of limited resources rather than wait until their strength to survive has been sapped. As long as the real reasons for their problems go unnoticed and unattended, they will continue to pass on to the next generation their disability. If we, as a society, continue to disable women by encouraging them to believe they should only do things that are thought to benefit their family, even if these women are damaged in the process, if they feel they never have the right to do anything that is just for themselves, if they feel they must sacrifice everything for their loved ones, even at the cost of their health, their inner strength, and their own self-worth, they will live only in the shadow of others, and their mental health will surely follow. But if we can help to give them back their right to fulfill their own potential and to share that with their family, children, or friends, maybe fewer women would find themselves living a life that is bleak beyond belief. Those women who have taken on the heavy burden of attending to others need also to be attended, not just for their own sake, but for the good of us all. Health and happiness taken at the cost of others' pain and suffering cannot be acceptable. Women have a right to their own peace of mind. Each person is born with individual qualities and potential. We as a society owe it to women to create a truly supportive environment into which they too can grow and move forward. But if we are to help the quiet, desperate lives lived behind closed doors by so many women, they need to know for certain that they are not alone, that real support and understanding is there for them. I hope this conference will help us to understand the needs of women more clearly, and that you will find a way of reaching them more effectively and help to give them back their rightful, mentally healthy life.